Hey everybody, it's Bill Huizenga coming live from my office in Washington, D.C.
Via Facebook Live, the Zealand Republican explained his vote for tax reform was the right thing to do for the country.
We are going to be delivering true, real, hardworking taxpayer relief in this by making sure that we are doubling the per child tax credit. We are doubling that standard deduction. This is going to bring real middle class and lower income tax relief to folks. And I think that is a hugely positive thing to be doing.
Huizenga rejects the notion that the tax bill is for the wealthy. Rather, his goals are for improving economic activity for small business owners, triggering wage increases, and lowering the corporate tax rate. At U.S. Representative Justin Amash's Facebook page, a post similarly supporting those aims, but also questioning the idea the bill simplifies the tax code. Quote, it strips many of the provisions that would simplify the tax code, and it adds many new provisions that actually make the code more complex, including some provisions that don't seem to have a legitimate policy rationale. Therefore, it can no longer be said that the bill materially decreases the overall complexity of the tax code, end quote. However, Representative Amash does approve of its elimination of Obamacare's individual mandate when it comes to the tax overhaul, adding an estimated $1.4 to $1.5 trillion to the national deficit over the next 10 years. Huizenga explains more money in taxpayer hands will stimulate the economy.
It's a simple philosophical difference between what is the proper size, role, and scope of government, and who's the better arbiter of spending our money, your money, as taxpayers. And I understand there's a lot of people out there that believe that the federal government can do it better than you and I can do it as individuals. And I think that that's actually a mistaken understanding of what is going on.
Patrick Center, WGVU News.